This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ plus radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese has invited members and stakeholders within the LGBTIQ community to a roundtable discussion on the proposed Religious Freedom Bill. Activist and spokesperson for Just Equal, Rodney Croom, welcomed the decision and said that his message to Albanese would be that Labor must oppose the bill outright and as soon as possible. Croom said that if the meeting is to be effective, it needs to involve participants from all segments of the community and must include consultations across the nation, including in Tasmania where the State Anti-Discrimination Act is set to be overridden. The LGBTIQ community was well represented in this year's Australia Day Honours list, with people in the arts, public service, science and activism receiving recognition for their positive contribution to the community. Transgender actor Georgie Stone, who broke new ground as the first trans character on Neighbours, was recognised, along with her mother, Rebecca Robertson, for their advocacy on behalf of gender-diverse people. Dr. Sarah Midgley was also recognised for her dedication to attaining equality and fairness in the LGBTIQ community. She sat on the board of the Yes campaign and has also contributed to the New South Wales Pride History Group. The Rain Body LGBTIQ Buddhist community is calling on all Buddhists to oppose the federal government's proposed religious discrimination and religious freedom laws. Rain Body is inviting Buddhists across Sydney to join them under the banner Buddhists for Equality at a rally organised for February 8th to protest the Morrison government's religious discrimination bill. Rain Body founder and Buddhist monk Bhante Akaliko said in a press release that the introduction of such privileges would severely impact human rights and create targets for vulnerable communities, which, as Akaliko points out, are not likely to be vulnerable because of their faith. Protesters have attempted to crash a drag storytime event in Melbourne, but ultimately found themselves locked out of the venue. Drag queen Annie Depressant read on Wednesday morning to a booked-out group of dozens of children and families at Werribee Plaza Library in the city's west. Echoing the protest earlier this month over a similar drag story time in Brisbane, a small group of demonstrators attempted to hijack the event, but were locked outside on the street. The protesters held signs reading, "Drag queens confuse children about self-image and identity," and "Drag queen story hour is not suitable for children." The Australian Association of Social Workers has called on the Queensland government to further restrict the harmful practice of conversion therapy by including non-regulated professionals such as those claiming to be counsellors or religious advisors. AASW Queensland Branch President, Alan Beaumont, said in a press release that while the proposal to legislate against conversion therapy was a step forward by the Queensland government, the failure to include non-regulated professionals could see the continuation of the harmful practice. Seven-time Grand Slam champion turned tennis analyst, John McEnroe, has teed off in a scathing assessment of Margaret Court and the Australian Open's attempt to honour her achievements at this year's tournament. McEnroe suggested the situation was a nightmare for Tennis Australia, a governing body that fosters equality and even hosts the Grand Slam, an LGBTIQ event. He said, "There's only one thing longer than the list of Margaret Court's tennis achievements. It's her list of offensive and homophobic statements." When the San Francisco 49ers defeated the Green Bay Packers 37-20 to win the NFC Championship game, it also made offensive assistant Katie Sowers a bit of history, as both the first woman and the first openly gay coach in Super Bowl history. When the 49ers play the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl LIV in Miami on February the 2nd, Sowers will be part of the brain trust trying to win the first title for the 49ers since 1994. Sowers was featured this month in an ad for Microsoft that touted her trailblazing nature. She regularly posts inspirational comments on her social media and has become a sought-after public speaker. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.